anya, mikor jön haza apa?
This 33-second video released by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's Fidesz party shows a little girl weeping at a window. Mom, when is Dad coming home? Where is he now? When will I see him again? A tear drops from the mother's eye as she answers softly, soon. The scenes are intercut with images of her father at war and then, finally, kneeling in rain-soaked mud before being executed at close range. Then a male voice warns, let's not allow others to decide the fate of our families. April 12th, 2026. War only takes away from everyone. Let's not take the risk. Fidesz is the safe choice.
Ne kockáztassunk. A Fidesz a biztos választás.
The message of the artificial intelligence-generated clip is clear. The war in Ukraine is dangerous, and only a vote for Viktor Orbán's Fidesz party will keep Hungary out of it. With only weeks to go before April's all-crucial elections and the opposition leading in the polls, Orbán's Fidesz party has, rhetorically at least, brought the war in Ukraine to the streets of Budapest, making fear of mobilization a key part of its bid to stay in power. And that's the context in which Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's exasperated quip about giving Orbán's address to Ukrainian soldiers so that they could speak to him in their own language landed. At a protest outside the Ukrainian embassy in Budapest, supporters of Orbán accused Zelensky of trying to overthrow the government and install opposition leader Peter Magyar. Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó went even further, accusing Ukraine's leader of seeking to kill the prime minister.
Látva a sikertelenséget azonban,
he says President Zelensky threatened Hungary's prime minister with death. This shows what they are really like. This is how they behave. They threaten and they blackmail. Szijjártó also defended the brief detention of seven Ukrainian couriers traveling through Hungary in armored vehicles. Authorities say they were carrying 35 million euros, $40 million, and 9 kilograms of gold. The seven men were later returned to Ukraine, but Hungarian authorities seized the cash and gold. Kiev says the money belonged to a Ukrainian state bank. Hungarian officials argue the valuables may belong to what they call a Ukrainian war mafia. However, it is not the transfer of cash, but a transfer of oil that is at the sticky heart of Viktor Orbán's resentment of Ukraine. A controversial compromise negotiated at the beginning of the war enabled Hungary to keep importing Russian oil despite European Union sanctions. That oil came via the Druzhba, or Friendship, pipeline, which passes through Ukraine. The pipeline has been out of action since late January, and whilst Ukraine says the damage was caused by a Russian attack, President Zelensky has made it clear that he has no intention of facilitating its repair. In retaliation, Hungary vetoed part of a 90 billion euro EU financial assistance package for Ukraine that has infuriated Ukrainian President Zelensky.
It's simply anti-European when one person blocks decisions that are important for the entire continent or that have already been agreed upon.
Orbán's government, in turn, accuses Ukraine of interfering in Hungary's politics and supporting the opposition. In particular, Fidesz supporters have accused opposition leader Peter Magyar of receiving money from Kiev and Brussels to carry out a pro-war agenda, charges he strongly denies. Magyar also denies the veracity of an intimate video, which the Fidesz party has threatened to publish, allegedly showing Magyar and a former girlfriend in an apartment in which drugs are present. Magyar denies taking drugs and argues the threat is part of a campaign portraying him as an irresponsible and pro-war leader. He accuses Orbán of manipulating voters and avoiding debate on domestic issues.
The Hungarian government spent more than 1,300 billion Hungarian forint in 5 years for this propaganda. However, I would be happy to speak about the condition and state of play in Hungary, about the Hungarian workers, about the Hungarian minimum wage, which is 668 euros per month. 668 euros per month. I would be happy to ask the Prime Minister about the minimum pension, which is 70 euros per month.
Magyar has also accused Orbán of siphoning off billions of euros from the state budget and European Union subsidies to friends and family members, and claims that the Hungarian Prime Minister is cooperating with Russian secret services to influence the election. Several Russian military intelligence officers, including a deputy chief of staff to the Russian president, have reportedly arrived in Budapest to assist Prime Minister Orbán's election campaign. The Russian embassy denies the accusations, and Orbán rejects any wrongdoing. In the meantime, his campaign continues. In a letter sent out to Hungarian households this week, the Prime Minister pledges to cut utility bills by up to 30%, despite the global price spike. And in online videos like this one, in which he visits wounded ethnic Hungarian soldiers repatriated from Ukraine, Orbán again underscores his key campaign message, that only he can keep Hungary out of the war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.